Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, I'm actually going to try to plan out the show this morning. Usually we just wing it all 4 hours, and for some reason it ends up working. But I want to save some stuff for the 8 o'clock hour. Then we got the Attorney General joining us in the 9 o'clock hour, which is, of course, very timely on a number of fronts. They just had a big press conference Friday. I'll tell you about that here in a second. But I think I want to focus on redistricting in the 8 o'clock hour. Plus, we got a great guest joining us in the 8 o'clock hour as well. I think she was part of the Trump administration in the first term and then now has an interesting post dealing with energy issues. We're going to be talking about the EPA, so much more. That's right. She was the former EPA chief of staff. That's right. I remember having her on the radio show before. She's going to be back with us again. That'll be later on in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. Definitely want to talk redistricting. Vice President J.D. Vance had an incredible conversation with Maria Bartiromo on Sunday Morning Futures talking redistricting. Karl Rove kind of gave some interesting details on the Texas redistricting plan as well. And, of course, like always, what does it mean for Montana? And we're going to put the Montana angle on that story like we always do as well. We'll get to that. But first thing we're going to get to here this morning in just a couple of minutes, we've got the full press conference audio after an intensive manhunt, incredible hard work by local, state, and federal law enforcement in the Anaconda area. The shooting suspect has now been captured, and he has been captured alive. I've got the full press conference audio. We first started reporting the news and breaking the news as it came out Friday afternoon. We got the stories on our Montana Talks website. And then quickly, there was a 5:30 Friday night press conference. For those of you just tuning back into the news here on this Monday morning, press conference Friday night with Attorney General Austin Knutson, Governor Greg Gianforte, and also the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Attorney as well. We're going to play that full audio for you here coming up right after the break. And Dennis Bragg, who does the news for us, you'll hear his first news update, I think, coming up here in about a half an hour for the Montana State News Network. He was getting all of our radio news updates, ready to roll so that you got the news not only at your fingertips with our apps, but you also got the news over the air, over the radio. As it broke on Friday as well. So big thanks to Dennis and our team for getting the news out there. We're going to play that full press conference audio for you here in just a second. Random start, though. This is just a fun one for you, though, before we get into the hard news of the day. Sydney Sweeney, you guys remember the actress who they attacked for her Good Jeans commercial? Because, she's a beautiful blonde-haired woman. And, of course, that's bad. That's bad for the woke leftists. Well, I didn't know this. Apparently, her brother is in the Air Force. This would have been a good Freedom Friday story if our friend George Blackard is. Her brother is 29 years old, and he serves in the Air Force. And he just got promoted to staff sergeant. He shared a photo of it, of his promotion to staff sergeant in the Air Force, and said, "It's them good jeans," as he shared the certificate acknowledging his promotion. Anyway, Fox News has the story. I think Daily Wire does as well. I think I just sent it out on X.
Here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. High temperatures will stay around 83 in Bozeman to about 87 in Billings. For tonight, we'll stay with clear to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures are dropping off to the mid-50s in Bozeman to about 60 in Billings. Then the outlook for Tuesday calls for some sunshine as high temperatures will rebound back up around 90 to 93. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
Securing America.
The U.S. military is building the largest federal deportation detention center in America's history. The construction of Camp East Montana at Fort Bliss in El Paso, Texas, began mid-July in response to a request from Homeland Security. Pentagon Press Secretary Kingsley Wilson defended the use of the military base to initially detain 1,000 migrants awaiting deportation.
This will be the largest federal detention center in history for this critical mission.
The U.S. Army over oversees the $1.24 billion contract for the 5,000-bed ICE facility. In January, President Trump announced migrants would be sent to Guantanamo Bay, where Defense Secretary Hegseth promised the Marines could build a 30,000-bed facility. Those plans were halted when ICE standards were not being met for housing migrants. Construction ended after just 175 tents were stood up. At the Pentagon, Jennifer Griffin, Fox News.
Hey, Clay, if there was a summer camp for critical thinking, we'd be the chief counselors. Those jellyheads in June would be intellectual warriors by August. Be a lot of fun, too. Some Bill and Ted's Excellent Adventure references thrown in. This podcast, like a daily dose of that, minus the campfires, archery, and pranking the girls. The bona fide boot camp for critical thinking. You can get in on it for free at the iHeartRadio app or wherever you get your podcast. Just search our names, Clay and Buck. Listen and subscribe.
The week ahead.
Monday, beer lovers rejoice. Well, if you're in the state of Michigan anyway and you like Yingling beer, that beer now available in the state. And Tesla opening an experience center in New Delhi, India. The automaker opened one in Mumbai in July. Tuesday, the McDonald's McDonaldland meal joins menus nationwide after a 20-year hiatus. It's a new meal and merchandise inspired by the fictional universe and its inhabitants like the Hamburglar, Grimace, and Birdie. It's also peak day for a meteor shower, so look up. Wednesday, Vice President J.D. Vance is overseas. He'll deliver remarks at a Royal Air Force base in Britain. And if the VP was a flyer on Southwest, he would have been able to order up some Pete's Coffee. The brand partnering with the airlines to be its exclusive coffee. Thursday, the latest version of a popular video game is released, Madden 26. Friday, it's the 80th anniversary of Japan's announcement surrendering World War II, just days after two nuclear bombs were dropped on the country. And that's a look at your week ahead. I'm Tom Graham, Fox News.
From Mondakistan to the Flathead, Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, yeah, we do have the news roundup on our website right now. An arrest has been made, but authorities are continuing to keep information close on what happened in the fatal shooting of four people at the Owl Bar in Anaconda. As we reported Friday, shortly after his arrest, Michael Paul Brown, that suspect, was apprehended hiding in a trailer just off of MT-1, with Attorney General Austin Knutson saying that a surge in search efforts flushed Brown out of hiding and closer to the highway. He says that good tips from the public also helps. Anyway, here is that press conference. I think it kicks off with Governor Greg Gianforte. This was the press conference Friday, 5:30 p.m.
Good evening. 1 week ago today, devastation struck this small Montana community of Anaconda. 1 week ago today, Michael Paul Brown took the lives of four Montanans before fleeing the scene. Our brave men and women in uniform didn't waste a second. Law enforcement jumped into action, began the search, with the promise to not give up until they found this suspect. Today, I'm grateful to report that Michael Brown has been apprehended, arrested, and is in custody. Standing alongside me today are members of our local, state, and federal law enforcement partners who haven't stopped searching since the very beginning. They responded to every call. They followed up on every tip. They spent hours climbing over these mountains looking for this criminal. They used every resource available to them to search for him. Thank you does not cover what we owe to these brave men and women. Sacrifice, time away from families, placing their lives on the line to bring peace of mind back to this community and this criminal to justice. Before I hand it over to Attorney General Knutson to share more about the actual arrest, I'd like to once again acknowledge the loss of the four victims. Daniel Edwin Bailey, Nancy Loretta Kelly, David Allen Leach, and Tony Wayne Palm. and extend our prayers to their families. Thank you for remembering them and doing what you can to support those families. At this time, I'd like to invite Attorney General Knudsen to provide an update on the apprehension and the arrest.
Thank you, Mr. Governor. Good afternoon. It's a good day. We got our man. Michael Paul Brown is in custody. He was arrested today, 1 week later at approximately 2 p.m. this afternoon. That's roughly. He was apprehended just west of Anaconda near the Ranch Bar, just south of Highway 1. There's a number of agencies we have to thank here. First of all, what I have been hearing just over and over is this really is an unprecedented level of cooperation. State agencies, local agencies, and federal agencies, this was seamless, folks. This is not the type of thing that you see very often. With all the federal partners, our state agencies, and our local law enforcement agencies working hand in hand to make sure that the right thing gets done here, is nothing short of staggering. I want to thank Anaconda Deer Lodge Police Department, Montana DCI obviously was involved, the FBI, the U.S. Marshals Service. I really want to give them a special thank you. Marshals Service was a huge asset to us here today, all week, but today especially. They were directly involved with this apprehension. We had over 39 local, county, state, federal teams, well over 250 law enforcement personnel in the area. Specifically, involved in the takedown today of Michael Paul Brown, the U.S. Marshals Service Fugitive Task Force, Montana DCI. I want to give a special shout out to U.S. Marshals specialized team members, their SOG team and the RAM team, the Rapid Advance Manhunt team with the U.S. Marshals Service. Game changer for us. Big help. Also involved, the Montana Highway Patrol. I'm very proud of the Montana Patrol troopers who were involved in this. They've been here all week. Big help to us. The U.S. Forest Service has been a tremendous help to us, and we're involved today. Great Falls PD were involved in the takedown today, and the Laurel Police Department. So thank you to all of our members. Look, this was a hard push. Yesterday we had about 130 personnel up on that hill pushing that area. We think that was directly correlated to flushing him out today, getting him down into an area that we know we had searched before. It's not someplace he'd been hiding. He was flushed out. So also thanks to the public. We had some tips come in, verified where we were, and we were able to move really quickly and get our suspect apprehended. So it's a great day for Montana. It's a great day for Anaconda. I hope you folks sleep well. We're probably going to go celebrate a little bit here, but this is a great day. So thank you.
Thank you, Attorney General. And now a few words from Anaconda Deer Lodge County Attorney Morgan Smith.
All right, and we'll actually hold those remarks here coming up right after the Farm and Ranch Report. So we just heard from Governor Gianforte, followed by Attorney General Austin Knudsen, Anaconda Deer Lodge County Attorney Morgan Smith's remarks from that Friday late afternoon, 5:30 p.m. press conference following the successful capture and arrest of the Anaconda shooting suspect following basically a week-long manhunt. And then, of course, Attorney General Austin Knudsen will be with us later in the morning in our statewide 9 o'clock hour of the show. All right, stand by the county attorney right after this.
I'm Chad Pergram with the Speaker's Lobby. Get a room, if you can. The biggest fight behind the scenes on Capitol Hill these days is not the big, beautiful bill, not the Epstein files. The biggest internal fight on Capitol Hill is over room reservations. Various House Democrats and their aides contend it's a struggle to reserve rooms on Capitol Hill for committee or caucus meetings, shadow hearings, and constituent gatherings. Democrats are in the minority, so Republicans, in the majority, control most of the rooms. Democrats are trying to mount a resistance to President Trump and the Republican majority. Democrats say it's a logistical nightmare that is a real obstacle to carrying out their work and an unfortunate side effect of being in the minority. New York's Joe Morelli is the top Democrat on the House Administration Committee. He concedes that there's, quote, some frustration with the problem. Republicans argue they never change the policy. Democrats only control one room outright. That's where they hold their weekly caucus meetings. Everything else from meeting spaces to hearing rooms are under the control of the GOP. With the Speaker's Lobby, Chad Pergram, Fox News.
Man, what a show we had on Friday's Montana Talks. Bob Tallman calling in from the hospital chair. He said, well, I better go. Here comes the anesthesiologist. Yeah, rodeo greats like Bob Tallman, Sparky Dreesen with J-Bar-J out of Circle. Of course, Becky Hillier and David Allen with Rodeo Billings joining us as well. That was Friday's Montana Talks. What are we going to talk about on Monday? Why don't you tell us? Because Montana Talks is a show where you get to talk and be heard all across Montana.
A message from Fire Safe Montana. A process called wildfire scoring may be used to determine the insurability of your property. Your home may be insurable today, but it might not be in the future. If building a new home, check with your insurance agent to determine if they will insure it, how that score was determined, and what the cost will be. And remember, wildfires can happen inside the city limits. This message brought to you by Fire Safe Montana and aired by the Montana Broadcasters Association.
With the Daybreak Ag Report on the Western Ag Network, I'm Lane Nordlund. When it comes to rebuilding the U.S. cattle herd, is there a magic number that supports strong prices for ranchers? And is it realistic to think we'll ever get back to the herd size we had before the most recent liquidation? Terrain's Don Close weighs in.
Expect to see cow numbers or total cattle inventory numbers at the levels we've seen historically? No, I don't believe that at all. If you look at all the way back to 1974, and the peak in U.S. numbers at 134 million, every time we have gone through one of these liquidating phases in the market, we've only recovered about halfway to total cattle numbers where we were at the previous cycle peak. I believe that will be the same this year.
But even with the potential for a modest herd rebuilding reaching up to 30 million head of beef cows, historical trends lead him to believe there may be a cap on just how far the cattle rebuild can go. Another factor? Some ranchers are retiring, cashing in on high cattle prices, which will also reshape the layout of the U.S. cattle herd.
We're still getting reports and seeing advertisements of sales for complete dispersals. You add to that what we know about the average age of producers. I think this is a true changing of the guard of who are the cow owners in the U.S. and what's the structure of those businesses. So, yeah, I think it's still going on. And I think it's signaling a big change in ownership of cattle going forward.
Another troubling influence affecting the cattle herd rebuild and agriculture as a whole is the loss of approximately 2,000 acres of agricultural land per day in the USA. That's according to stats from USDA.
It's harvest time for Molson Coors barley growers. Hi, this is Brett Schwartz from Ballantyne, Montana. I'm a second-generation barley grower, and my wife, Justine, is a third-generation barley grower. Farmers in Colorado, Idaho, Montana, and Wyoming are harvesting another high-quality Moravian barley crop that will eventually become Coors Banquet and Coors Light beer for consumers to enjoy. Bill Coors said, beer is made in the barley field because if you don't get good barley, you can't make good beer. Molson Coors wishes everyone a safe and bountiful harvest.
You're not just a grower filling acres. You're building yield because you're a wheat grower, which means Westbred Wheat is the seed for you. Regionally proven wheat varieties, tested in your fields and conditions, bred to deliver top yield potential for those prioritizing performance. Westbred is elite wheat seed for elite wheat growers. We're bred differently, just like you. Performance may vary. Read and follow pesticide label directions, grain marketing, and other stewardship practices.
We're turning back on this Monday morning. Six more states, including Texas, Oklahoma, Louisiana, Colorado, Florida, and West Virginia, will, starting in 2026, restrict SNAP or Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program purchases of certain processed foods and sugary drinks under new USDA and Health and Human Service waivers. SNAP is a federal program that helps low-income families purchase food. These states now join Arkansas, Idaho, Indiana, Iowa, Nebraska, and Utah, which received similar waivers earlier this year. USDA Secretary Brooke Rollins says the change aligns SNAP with its mission to provide healthy food, while HHS Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. calls it a move to prioritize real food and public health. Again, that's a look at some of our agriculture headlines on this Monday morning. I'm Lee Northland, Western Ag Network.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right. We broke the news on our Montana Talks website as it came out. Literally, I was getting text messages from some contacts in Western Montana saying, hey, don't quote me, but I'm pretty sure they caught the Anaconda shooting suspect. And then literally within minutes, I saw that Governor Greg Gianforte was putting out a statement, the Attorney General putting out a statement, Senator Steve Daines shortly after that. So we knew to be on the watch as the news was developing, so we started pushing out alerts on our app, pushing the news on our Montana Talks website as well. And then, of course, yeah, that 5:30 p.m. press conference on Friday night. Here we go. This is the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Attorney Morgan Smith at that 5:30 p.m. Friday press conference.
I want to talk right to the people of Anaconda. Now I'm going to try my best. When Chief Souther and I first spoke about the terrible crime that occurred at the Owl Bar on Friday morning, there were two things that we discussed. The first of those was, how do we keep Anaconda safe? And how do we collectively tell Anaconda that we're going to do that? Chief told me that the only press conference he wanted to be part of was the one where we got to come here and say, we got him. Chief and I have, of course, spent the last 7 days having many conversations, but Chief's only concern remained, how do we tell Anaconda we got him? Chief, I don't know where he ended up, but today's that day. The work that our local officers, standing arm in arm with U.S. Marshals, federal agents, and members from law enforcement communities all across Montana, the work that you all did was incredible. It's often tireless and thankless work, but I hope that you find that the work that you did, those of you that participated in any portion of what happened this week, that the entire community of Anaconda is going to sleep tonight and truly rest. In full transparency, for myself and many of us involved in this, this isn't the end, this is the beginning. I'm confident in the investigative work that has been done to this point, and I'm also incredibly confident in the folks that are going to continue to do investigative work to make sure we can prosecute this case to the fullest extent of the law. With the relief that comes today, I know that tomorrow will bring many questions. The manhunt has come to an end, but the homicide investigation remains ongoing. Details related to that investigation will be withheld, and that's to ensure the fairness and the integrity of the case as it moves forward. I cannot possibly find the words that are appropriate to thank everybody who has worked so hard this week. It's going to take us weeks to just write down the folks, the businesses, the individuals, the organizations, all of these people behind me that contributed in some way to this. Meals, snacks, beverages, lodging, a physical space for a command center, supplies. The way the Anaconda community showed up to assist these folks doing the work that they did is going to take us a really long time to be able to appropriately thank. And I'd be remiss to stand up here and say that we are so sorry to the families of Daniel, David, Nancy, and Tony.
Rewind the press conference audio here for just a couple of seconds. The timing was almost just spot on there, but the Anaconda Deer Lodge County Attorney, you know, she, in her final remarks, mentioned the victims in Anaconda and their families. And then she wrapped it up with a pledge to those family members as well. That's the part that we didn't hear just as we went into that hard Fox News, hard break Fox News update there. So let me just rewind it just a couple of seconds here so that we can hear that statement in full.
And I'd be remiss to stand up here and say that we are so sorry to the families of Daniel, David, Nancy, and Tony for all that you have had to endure. And know that we are going to do everything that we can to bring you the justice that your families deserve.
All right, there you go. And that full press conference, I think I shared it on social media. But I know if you go to Governor Greg Gianforte's Facebook page, you can find the full press conference. It should be embedded in one of our stories on our Montana Talks website as well. But like I said, Attorney General Austin Knutson will be with us live later in the morning in the 9 o'clock hour of the show. So to not only talk about that story, but about so many other topics as well. Let's see. Yeah, I noticed from the governor's press from the governor's press release that was sent out Friday evening after the press conference as well. According to County Attorney Morgan Smith, over 38 local, state, and federal law enforcement agencies had responded and assisted in the ongoing search for the Anaconda shooting suspect. Since Friday, Anaconda Deer Lodge law enforcement agencies had received support from the Montana Department of Justice Division of Criminal Investigation, the U.S. Marshals Service, the FBI, and the Montana National Guard with canines, aerial resources, manpower, and other supports for this search. And then, of course, we heard, for those of you who are just tuning in, I played the full press conference audio with the governor and the attorney general in the kind of first big segment of the show here in the 6 o'clock hour this morning. But one thing that stood out to me was Attorney General Austin Knutson described what he saw as an unprecedented coordination and support from law enforcement across the board, local, state, federal. You know, whenever you watch these cop movies, you always see, oh, we're at the feds, or hey, you always see these kind of turf battles when it comes to law enforcement. But the attorney general there saying that this was just unprecedented support and coordination as he saw it from across the board, local, state, and federal law enforcement there as well. Now, the other thing is, I know you're already seeing people saying, how come we're not getting more details? Everybody wants to have all the details. Where exactly was he found and why was he found there and all this? Well, obviously, now the prosecutors are the ones that are going to take over, and they want to protect the case. They want to protect the case. They want to be able to protect the prosecution so that they can, you know, prove this case and then throw the book at the guy. And so that's why, you know, a lot of people always want to get more information, and they want to protect that information that will, you know, I'm assuming soon come out in charging documents and through the legal process as well. All right, we got phone lines open for you back after this.
This is Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
All right, let's see. Let's get into the other news of the day here. Where do you think we should start? What do you want to talk about? 406-294-0970. If you got something you want to talk about, I want to focus on redistricting in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. I've got several sound bites, not just from Vice President J.D. Vance. He did an incredible interview Sunday morning with Maria Bartiromo, not only talking about redistricting, but also talking about trade, also talking about a potential peace deal and peace talks that will be underway here in the days ahead with President Trump and Russian President Vladimir Putin. Apparently, they're going to be meeting in Alaska. If you've been listening in on some of the national news updates, I've probably got 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. I've got 8 different sound bites from Vice President J.D. Vance. It was such a great interview. Man, we could just reach out to Maria Bartiromo and just say, hey, can we just air that full 20-minute interview? Because, I mean, I know we're a Fox News affiliate, so we probably could air the whole thing, but if we're going to use that much, we'd definitely want to reach out. Yeah, it really was just a fascinating interview. I'm going to save the redistricting angle for the 8 o'clock hour of the show, trying to plan things out. Tim and Savage was like, planning? Why start now? Yeah, the show's been up, you know, this new show's been up and running for 8 years, and then 8, 9 years, and then you had the other show going back to like 2009. Why start planning now? Just keep winging it. I'm with you there, Tim. Let's see. Yeah, we've also got a ton of stories that I posted over the weekend on our Montana Talks website. I'm going to be doing a little bit of traveling around the state this week, so I thought, okay, I better get a head start on some of my website work here. If you guys missed it, we had the president of the National Border Patrol Council join us on the show. So he is the head of basically the labor union representing the Border Patrol. The Border Patrol union leader confirms our suspicions in Montana. Paul Perez, when I told him how, hey, I was hearing last year that Northern Border Patrol agents and staff were not only being diverted to the southern border, but even the people that were supposedly working on the northern border were being diverted away from northern border security to simply processing the paperwork for illegal aliens on our southern border. They were basically remote working from, you know, places on our northern border here in Montana to process paperwork to allow illegal aliens into this country instead of to keep them out of this country. That's, of course, what took place under the Biden tester regime. And anyway, he confirmed it. He said, oh, yeah, that's exactly what was happening. So I've got that story on our Montana Talks website right now. Also, this one was an interesting story. Now, I bet if our friend Mark Wilson was behind the microphones right now, he would have told you, oh, yeah, yeah, I know that story. I've told that story many times over the years. So this one came from the Montanica Facebook page. It was late Friday. Now, of course, there was a lot of big news on Friday with the Anaconda shooting suspected and captured, et cetera. So obviously something like this would have gotten buried in the news. But 50 years ago Friday, Hank Williams Jr., the country great Hank Williams Jr., nearly died 50 years ago in Montana. And that was shared by Heidi, I think Petzl is how you pronounce her last name, on the Montanica Facebook page. So I thought, oh, man, I've never heard that story. I got to hear Hank Williams Jr. I got to see Hank Williams Jr. in concert here. God, when was that? Last year? The year before? And that was a ton of fun getting to see a legend like that in person, just like how incredible it was to see Toby Keith. Especially it was the first big show after all the COVID stupidity. But yeah, there was this. This was from Taste of Country. When Hank Williams Jr. fell from a Montana mountain, it wasn't his first brush with death. In fact, that wasn't even his first brush with death that year. The country outlaw was struggling with some major issues that almost ended his career and life before he really got started. Yeah, this was 50 years ago. Back in 2015, Rolling Stone wrote this. On August 8th, 1975, he fell close to 500 feet while climbing Ajax Mountain in Montana. Suffering multiple skull and facial fractures, he faced a long road to recovery and traveled it as well as he could have, with a little help from his friends. But yeah, that story, Hank Williams Jr. nearly died 50 years ago right here in Montana. That story on our Montana Talks website. Speaking of country singers, Zach Top. Do you guys know who Zach Top is? Man, I love Zach Top's country music. He's going to be playing, I think coming up in October, Zach Top will be playing at the Metra in Billings and then at the Adams Center in Missoula. And that's like there's two shows. If you would have asked me a month or two ago, hey, Aaron, what are the two shows you want to go to this year? I would have said Gabriel Iglesias, not Enrique, Gabriel Iglesias and Zach Top. Well, apparently Zach Top gives a Montana town a shout out in his new song. I don't know. Look, Caden, tell me if this one's a little fuzzy to you. It must be maybe your computer's a little fuzzy in there. Either way, hey, a fuzzy country song. It just sounds like good old small town rural Montana AM radios. You know, when you hear music on the radio instead of talk on the AM dial. Let's see if this thing will play for me here. That's a little fuzzy, but that's all right. All right, so that is Zach Top's South of Sanity. Yeah, giving Missoula, Montana a little reference there. I'm just going to pretend that wasn't fuzz and static in the background from one of our computers. I'm just going to pretend that was, maybe the Clark Fork or something like that. Maybe the Blackfoot in the background there. So I'm just going to pretend it was a river. All right. But, hey, I mentioned, man, if you'd asked me a month or two ago, what are the two shows that I would have wanted to see this year, I guess Under the Big Sky would have been cool to be at as well. I had tickets to Under the Big Sky. We had Jessica and I, we had tickets to the Under the Big Sky Music Festival in Whitefish. We had a campsite reserved. We were even going to bring the pontoon boat up, get out on the lake. And then, of course, that was when I was still in the military. And they're like, the exercise dates have been changed this year. And now the exercise is going to take place at the... Oh, come on! I finally get tickets. Happened every time. Every time. We had a similar trip planned another year with our dinner group of friends. And everybody was going. Everybody was camping out. We were bringing our campers. We were going down by West Yellowstone, and I was going to bring the pontoon boat, and the exercise dates have been changed. Oh, come on. But now I'm thankfully retired. And so no more of that. Well, the exercise dates have been changed. Anyway, I got to see. So I mentioned, man, I would love to see Zach Top. Hopefully we can score some Zach Top tickets for October, either in Billings or Missoula. But I did get to see Fluffy! Gabriel Iglesias. If you guys don't know the comedian Gabriel Iglesias, man, he is hilarious. He's been around for a long time. I know Tim and Savage is familiar with Gabriel Iglesias because Tim and Savage had to rub it in when I said on Friday on the radio that I was going to get to go to Gabriel Iglesias on Saturday night during Montana Fair at the Metro in Billings. He sent a great photo of him and his wife. They got to actually meet Gabriel Iglesias. So he's a... Yeah, he's a much more well-connected radio broadcaster than I am because I have not gotten to meet Fluffy. But Fluffy, he sure knew how to get the crowd going. So it was fun because, you know, he starts off with something, you know, local. He really wants to connect with the crowd. He does a great job. He's not just comedian. He's part motivational speaker. He's part uplifting storyteller. So it was another great show. We got to see him back in 2022 as well. But it was really funny. He early on in his show, he says, "Hey, I hear you guys had a lot of Californians that moved here. And Californians have really been invading Montana here recently." And the whole crowd, boo, boo. Everybody starts booing Californians. And, of course, he's from L.A. So he laughed and said something like, "Yeah, well, you still paid to see me." But then what was funny is he acknowledged that even he left California. Even he left California and now lives in, I would add, the red state of Texas. So anyway, you know, somebody who usually talks news and politics, of course, I thought that was hilarious that we all know what a mess and what a train wreck California has become. Even Fluffy even had to leave California because California is such a train wreck. And then another good part of his show Saturday, he was telling us a story about this fake news reporter down in Mexico. Yeah, they got him there, too. That was all mad because he was doing his comedy show in English instead of in Spanish. So anyway, great show, though. Highlights at MontanaTalks.com.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
We now know Pam Bondi, the attorney general, has authorized the special prosecutor to investigate allegations of mortgage fraud in the case of the congenital liar Adam Schiff and New York Attorney General Letitia James. And there will be grand juries in Maryland and in Virginia, respectively, that will investigate claims involving Schiff, involving Letitia James. Bondi named Ed Martin to serve as the special prosecutor. And early today, Bondi issued subpoenas and impaneled the grand jury as part of the criminal investigation into multiple allegations against the state of New York, according to a source familiar with the matter who requested anonymity.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Hey, it's Sean Hannity here. It's no secret. I have been very outspoken ever since I was able to save money. I've been a longtime buyer of precious metals like gold and silver. In fact, I've been purchasing them for many decades now, and I'm so glad that I have. But who do I choose to help safeguard my money? Here's the deal. I've been with the award-winning precious metals dealer, Goldco, for years now. I am a customer of Goldco, and I was frankly relieved to find a great company that I trust and that I have stuck with, and they stick with me for the long haul. They keep it simple, and they've taught me a whole lot about the value of precious metals and how they can help protect your savings. I simply want you to call, no obligation, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. They'll send you a free 2025 gold and silver kit. You'll also learn about their unlimited bonus silver offer, and you're not going to want to miss that one, trust me. Anyway, call now, 855-815-GOLD, or just go to HannityGold.com. That's HannityGold.com today. Hey,
here's a look at your Montana weather for Billings and Bozeman. With sunny to partly cloudy skies for today. High temperatures will stay around 83 in Bozeman to about 87 in Billings. For tonight, we'll stay with clear to partly cloudy skies. Temperatures are dropping off to the mid-50s in Bozeman to about 60 in Billings. Then the outlook for Tuesday calls for some sunshine as high temperatures will rebound back up around 90 to 93. That's a look at your Montana weather on Montana Talks. I'm meteorologist Paul Trombley.
A landslide just redrew the map at Bridger Bowl. Plus, what happened after a fatal skydiving incident in northwest Montana? And speaking of northwest Montana, we had a great conversation with the ladies from Love, Inc. Love in the Name of Christ in South Lincoln County. You know, they've got loving chapters in Billings, in Bozeman, in Yellowstone, but they've got one in Libby. And to me, it's all about the importance of mining and logging as well. Check it out, Montana Talks.
Montana Talks with Aaron Flint.
Yeah, the dailycaller.com has a great headline here. J.D. Vance lays out how Democrats tried to rig the census and redistricting. We're going to look at that topic from a number of angles coming up later in the 8 o'clock hour of the show. But in the meantime, let's talk about some of the other news that J.D. Vance covered on Sunday Morning Futures with Maria Bartiromo. Like I say, it was just an incredible 20-minute long or so interview. Let's start with, okay, yeah, redistricting Putin in Alaska. You know what? Actually, before we get to J.D. Vance, let me see. I think we have a sound. Here we go. Here is Caroline Leavitt. This is a quick soundbite from Caroline Leavitt. Peace deal after peace deal after peace deal that President Trump is pushing and pursuing and delivering on right now. Here's Caroline Leavitt. I think this is from Friday at the White House.
The president has now ended conflicts between Thailand and Cambodia, Israel and Iran, Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of the Congo, India and Pakistan, Serbia and Kosovo, and Egypt and Ethiopia. This means President Trump has brokered, on average, about one peace deal or ceasefire per month during his 6 months in office.
All right. And by the way, that latest one with Azerbaijan and Armenia, I saw Senator Steve Daines. I think Senator Steve Daines has been in the middle of some of that stuff as well through his Senate Foreign Relations Committee assignments, but I saw he was at the White House for that peace deal being signed, shared a great photo of the two presidents under a photo of President Donald J. Trump. But here is J.D. Vance talking about, you know, in how President Trump is delivering all of these diplomatic achievements, delivering all of these peace deals.
Let me move on to foreign policy. Yeah. Because President Trump is expected to meet with Vladimir Putin at some point, perhaps in the coming week. What are you expecting?
Well, first of all, I've got to give the president a huge amount of credit here, Maria, because this is a major breakthrough for American diplomacy. If you go back, this war has been going on for over 3 years at this point. Well over a million Russians and Ukrainian dead soldiers. And as the president says, the numbers are probably much higher than the official tally indicates. There has been no substantial breakthrough. And for 6 months, the president himself, he's asked me, he's asked Secretary Rubio, of course, Steve Witkoff, we have been aggressively working, trying to break the logjam. One of the most important logjams is that Vladimir Putin said that he would never sit down with Zelensky, the head of Ukraine, and the president has now got that to change. We're at a point now where we're now trying to figure out, frankly, scheduling and things like that around when these three leaders could sit down and discuss and into this conflict. Now, what do I think is ultimately going to come out of this? Look, it's actually very simple. If you take where the current line of contact between Russia and Ukraine is, We're going to try to find some negotiated settlement that the Ukrainians and the Russians can live with, where they can live in relative peace, where the killing stops. It's not going to make anybody super happy. Both the Russians and the Ukrainians probably at the end of the day are going to be unhappy with it. But I don't think you can actually sit down and have this negotiation absent the leadership of Donald J. Trump. And yeah, the president said this to me today privately, said, look, maybe this works out, maybe it doesn't, but it's worth the effort, it's worth trying, and we're going to keep on using the diplomatic influence of the President of the United States to accomplish an end to this conflict. And Maria, you know this, but other people may not. If you look at the president's foreign policy accomplishments, if you look at Congo, Rwanda, a war that went on for 30 years, killed 6 million people.
Yeah, basically, on average, President Trump is dealing about one peace deal per month. Where's all the peace activists in Missoula? Why aren't they having a big parade to celebrate President Trump, right? Hey, we talk about peace. How many of you have just been having a piece of this, a piece of that? And now you've been piling on all sorts of pounds after the summer, and you're thinking, okay, I got to start trimming down here before the fall hits and before we start getting into the school year and everything like that. Hey, I'm doing my tune-up right now. I'm doing my tune-up. I do it once or twice a year. A simple tune-up with Billings Last Diet gets you back on track, peels back a couple of pounds you might have put on over the past few months. That's the best way to stay on top of it. You know, then you just focus on losing a couple pounds or a few pounds versus having to lose 20, 30, 40, 50 or more. But I'll tell you what, if you've got a lot to lose or a little to lose, Billings Last Diet is the answer.
I'm a pretty great multitasker. I can wash dishes and do laundry.
I can roller skate while walking my dog.
I can even order lunch while doing my homework. But I can't use my phone while driving. A distracted driver is one of the leading causes of death in the United States. So when it comes to driving, please, don't be a multitasker.
Don't drive distracted. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
How do airplanes fly? What's in this box? What does this thing do?
Kids are curious about everything, including guns. Learn how to store your gun securely and make your home safer at nfamilyfire.org. Brought to you by N Family Fire, Brady, and the Ad Council.